You're listening to Colchonero Chat, the only weekly English language podcast on Atletico Madrid and a part of Into the Calderon, the SB Nation home for all things Atletico. I'm Jeremy Barron. My guest in person for this edition of Colchonero Chat is Rob Walker. Rob is a staff writer at Into the Calderon, and he joins me again in person wearing a vintage 2013-14 Atletico Madrid jersey to discuss all things Atletico Madrid world, of which there are a lot at this stage of the close season. Atletico are under transfer ban. How do they plan to incorporate new players while being unable to sign them? We'll talk all about the rumors. We'll start our season in review, including our seasonal player ratings for Atletico Madrid's forwards, and a whole lot more. Just a reminder, you can follow us on Twitter at Into the Calderon, like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Into the Calderon, and you can subscribe and listen to all new and archived episodes of Colchonero Chat on iTunes, Stitcher, Acast, Google Play, and TuneIn. We'll be right back after this. This is nice, in person, huh?
Yeah, here we are, the first live one we've ever had.
Yeah, this is fantastic. Probably the only live one we'll ever have.
Yeah,
unless
I
move to Spain or something.
Oh, well, yeah, exactly.
Which is like the dream.
Yeah. You know? Well, eventually we'll have to figure that out then. Well, it'll probably be hotter here than it would be in Spain.
More humid over
there. Yeah, probably so.
So right. It is a pretty nice morning, actually.
Yeah, not too bad.
It's Tuesday morning, about 93 or so.
Oh, really? Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
So it's going to be in the hundreds all next week.
Glad I'm here now.
It's lit, yeah. Yeah, you are here now. So, Rob, hello.
We're here.
This is great. This
yes,
is fantastic. So, this is our first episode since the season ended.
Yes.
It's very exciting. We've started our end of season coverage on Into the Calderon, and it's going pretty well. We have a few more posts to get to, some more ratings. We got best games of the season coming up. We got best goals of the season coming up.
Some good ones in there.
There are some good ones.
A lot of news since the season ended, almost more than during the season.
Yeah, the news has come really thick and fast since in the last week and a half.
Yep.
But, you know, it was good we got that week and a half off. I need a break.
Yeah.
So we should start. I think we have to start with the transfer ban.
Yep.
We got to start with the transfer ban. Last Thursday morning, the Court of Arbitration for Sport upheld Atletico's FIFA-imposed transfer ban. Through the summer window, which massively complicates Atletico's plans this summer, they were found to have 26 severe cases involving the transfer of players under 18 years old from other countries. Barcelona had 6, and they were banned for 2 windows. Real Madrid had 8. They had it reduced to 2. They were banned for just the 1 window.
Yeah.
So, Rob,
yeah.
What were your immediate thoughts on the ban being kept in place? Did you agree with the decision? Do you think it was unfair?
I mean, it's kind of hard because they said it was reduced from 65.
Originally, they had 65 severe cases, which...
Yeah.
I mean, 26 is still a big number.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, it seems like there was probably some bad stuff going on, but for the 3 biggest clubs in Spain to all have the same problem with, in terms of getting players under 18, either they're all just breaking the rules thinking they can get away with it, or I don't know what they were thinking. They didn't know what the rules were, but... yeah, I think it's probably fair, to be honest. It sucks, but it was fair. My immediate thought was about the Lacazette thing, because that seemed to be pretty sorted and done, essentially. But now, you wouldn't imagine that he would leave Lyon to just... And since Atleti can't loan players out either now...
Yeah, there's that report earlier today.
Yeah, he can't.
Which
we couldn't loan him out somewhere else. So
yeah.
Unless he wants to do an Arda Turan and sit on the bench...
And you see how well Arda's career is going.
Very
right now.
Poorly. I mean, it could not have gone any worse for him retired from international football.
I do get more than a small morsel of happiness.
Oh, I'm very happy. I mean, seriously, he left. He goes to Barcelona, 6 months. He sits on the bench, and then now he's...
And what did he do? He assaulted a reporter?
A 70-year-old reporter. Yeah.
You were genius.
Choked him out. Yeah, that was a poor idea.
Yeah.
Being the captain of Turkey, I'm sure that probably didn't go over too well.
Just gives Çalhanoğlu a chance to be the captain.
Yay!
He should be anyway. But regarding this transfer ban, I think it's deserved. I think Atletico screwed up. They broke the rules. They thought they were better than the rules, and FIFA and the CAS decided they weren't. 26 severe cases, man.
That's rough.
More than 4 times the size of what Barcelona had. So I think this is justified. Absolutely justified. Atletico put out this really childish, immature statement after the decision, saying it was unjust. They were being discriminated against, but we will never stop fighting. And, you know,
you
guys broke the
fighting.
Rules.
Yeah.
You're going to stop fighting. This kind of stopped you from fighting.
Yeah. Yeah, you had your appeal.
Y'all broke the rules. I mean, there's not really much more you can say in terms of the actual decision, but the repercussions it has. are pretty huge.
Very big.
Because we might see more of Luciano Vietto.
Mm.
I think you're taking a sip from your coffee. Yeah. You almost spit it up.
Yeah, yeah. He's almost certainly coming back, I think, now. Most all the lone players.
Yeah, that's where Atletico are going to get a lot of this new fresh blood this summer, rather than making big, expensive signings heading into the new stadium.
There's some exciting younger ones, like Diogo Jota, who's really good at Porto this season.
He's actually a guy I want to see come back.
Right, so that'll be interesting to see him, and there's a couple others who probably aren't ready yet, but it'll require a lot of stepping up from some younger players in order to have any sort of, you know, consistency or success. But the good news about the transfer ban is that it kept Griezmann at Atletico.
It did, yeah. Antoine Griezmann at last, for this summer at least, ending the saga where he would be playing next season. He committed to another year at Atletico. He's apparently already signed a renewal with a pay rise up to, I think it's more than 10 million euros a year. Are you mad at Griezmann? Are you upset with him at all?
I was really pissed at him leading up, prior to the whole transfer ban thing. He was acting really poorly, like a lot of players do these days when they want to get out of a club, you know, kind of throw in a bit of a fit to get out. And it seemed like, I was convinced that he was going to go.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we kind of knew that if the transfer ban was upheld that he would stay. We sort of thought that, but... You know,
we didn't know for sure.
We didn't know for sure. He could have definitely gone.
That's kind of the thing I still fall back on is, well, what if it hadn't been upheld, he would have left. And even if it was upheld, we still weren't certain that he was going to stay until the day the ban was.
And it was kind of out of Atletico's hands because of his release clause that mm-hmm. Manchester United seemingly were willing to pay, and he was going to go. So he could feasibly still go, but it seems like he'll end up staying.
Now it seems like he's staying. Yeah. This thing was so weird because it seemed like it was on in the spring, then it was off, then it was on again, now it's off again. And I still kind of expect him to become a United player at some point, probably next summer.
Yep.
Although we should probably brace ourselves for more of this crap in January, because that's when the ban is going to be lifted and United can still go for him. Feasibly, they can still go for him, but... I think it's right now, pretty safe to say he will be back next season.
Yeah, I would agree. I think it's definitely more leaning that way rather than, you know, him leaving the
squad. And that is important because it gives Simeone basically the same squad that finished third and got to the semifinals last year.
Yeah, so, and that's decent.
It's not a worse squad, but the problem there is it's not better. And it's not going to be better for several months.
Yeah, well, and yeah, we can't bring in reinforcements. And the only reinforcements, seemingly, since we can't loan players, I guess that kind of complicates the Sandro Ramirez thing because...
Not necessarily.
Because would he just stay at Malaga until January?
Yeah. There was a report this morning, it was actually in the form of a column written on IUS Sport from a very prominent FIFA lawyer, or a very prominent sports lawyer, who said Atletico cannot... loan out players they sign during the transfer ban because Atletico don't own those players' federative rights.
Right.
If they can't register them with La Liga, they are not officially their player.
Okay.
With Sandro, I don't think that's a problem for Sandro because if Atletico signs Sandro, which is now expected, he's reportedly passed a medical, if they sign Sandro, they can just leave him at Malaga, who have his rights,
right,
and then bring him back in January.
That's good. That's ideal. But it's hard to get a situation like that where a team would be glad to keep a player around or the player would be
Malaga
happy to
absolutely
stay there.
Would be glad
they are,
to.
They are going to be
absolutely.
So happy.
They will be thrilled to keep Sandro until January.
That is really the best spot for them
because
he was going to go this summer because he had such a low release clause.
And so many teams interested.
Right, and to keep him around is perfect.
For players like Lacazette and Diego Costa, with those guys, they would have to probably take 6 months off because if Atletico would leave Costa at Chelsea, should they sign him, he'd become tied for the Champions League.
And then that sucks.
And Lacazette, I don't think is going to come now. I think he's probably going to go to England or he's going to go to Dortmund. That was the latest he was talking up.
Yeah,
Bruce
they have
Dortmund.
That new manager now. Ajax manager.
From Ajax.
Yeah. He was only there for a few minutes after Frank de Boer was at Inter Milan for also 15 minutes. And, you know,
not just the players at Ajax find, it's the managers.
Yeah, I mean, they're out of there. These days.
So, Lacazette could end up going to Dortmund as an Aubameyang replacement, which would be a great fit for him.
Yeah. Probably so.
The only player, they might not sign him anyway, the only player that this really impacts is Vitolo.
Yeah.
Because the talk was Atletico's plan for Vitolo was to sign him, load him to Las Palmas, his boyhood club, then bring him back in January, which was the dumbest plan ever. It would never have worked.
Let him go party in Las Palmas for a few months.
It would never have worked.
He'd come out about 30 pounds heavier, yeah.
Well, yeah, it means they're not going to sign Vitolo, especially if you go 30 pounds heavier.
Yeah. In January, maybe, but even then.
No, I think Vitolo's going to stay at Sevilla this year. Why would he? He's a starter in the Spain team right now.
Right.
Yeah. The other thing about this transfer ban is the timing of it is terrible because next year is a World Cup year. So great job, Atletico.
Yeah, that was not good.
This is, rest assured, this is a failure of the institution at the highest level. This comes down on Enrique Cerezo and Miguel Angel Marin, the majority shareholders. This comes down on them.
Yeah. And moving to the new stadium, it really couldn't have been in a worse time.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you get to keep some of the players together. I mean,
you get to keep a pretty good team together, which is important.
A team that... Thank you, Sara Lee. But, it is a good team, but I think we were pretty certain at the end of last year that this is a team that needed replacements.
Oh, absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like, big time in terms of squad depth. I mean, we'll have some players coming back, but some of them are just... We still have no idea if they're good enough or if they'll be able to step up at this next level, playing in Champions League, etc.
The big point is we still have a pretty good team here, but you're still going to have gaps.
And players are getting older. Yeah. You know, Felipe Luis, the Juan Fran thing this year was kind of telling about what can happen to a fullback once they sort of cross into that 30 threshold.
Yeah. I don't really want to think about Felipe becoming bad.
No, we really cannot afford that at all.
No, you could just play Lucas at left. I think Lucas is honestly going to play almost every game next season. He's either going to be starting center back or he's going to be a Felipe's deputy left back. I mean,
he can do both, really.
It looks like he's going to Manchester City when the transfer ban is lifted. It looks like he's going there next year for $50 million.
Cool.
Yeah, that's the agreed upon.
They love to pay $50 million for players, don't they, Manchester City? That's their go. They got that. They got those checks all written up.
Their
Sterling,
PSG
Stones.
Is showing.
Yeah, oh yeah,
PSG. Yeah, their PSG is showing. In one season, you have Atletico leaving the Calderon. You have Atletico changing the badge with a lot of controversy. You have Atletico getting banned from making transfers. Great year.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Getting to the semifinals of the Champions League. It's like, oh, great. But there was no title challenge.
Yeah. How would you grade the season?
Like a B? B minus?
I was thinking B minus initially. I would say B minus is a little harsh for me because we have to consider the
semifinals
reality.
The Champions League is good.
Yeah. It's another third semifinal in 4 years. That's pretty good. At a Copa del Rey semifinal, the teams that eliminated Atletico this season were Real Madrid and Barcelona. I mean, the only two teams that are better than Atletico.
It's true.
And it's understandable because Atletico have a wage bill smaller than Sunderland. And Sunderland got relegated from the Premier League.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
And it's important to understand that this is a project. This is why Simeone always says, the project is going well. This is a great project here. Is because the goal is to keep contending years and years after he leaves.
And
which
punching well above
year.
Their weight class as well.
Oh, yeah.
In terms of wage and all that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's impressive. Atletico consistently doing this with a wage bill that's 180 million euros smaller than Real Madrid's. Yeah. I think over 200 million smaller than Barcelona's.
It was Real Madrid or Manchester United and Real Madrid are the top two richest clubs. Mm-hmm. That came out today, I think, in Forbes.
So it's disappointing that Atletico can't get over the Champions League hump. We also got to remember the team that keeps beating them just won a third European Cup in 4 years.
And the only team to repeat is Champions League.
You caught the final, right?
I did. Yeah, I watched the whole thing.
Oh, man. That second half.
Yeah, it was rough.
I expected Madrid to win in 90 minutes, probably convincingly, but the way they smacked Juve about in the second half was brutal.
Juve couldn't get anything going forward at all.
It looked like us in the first leg of the Bernabeu.
It did. It really did. I mean, they really had nothing going forward in the first half. First half was so tight.
First half was very good.
It was feisty.
And of course, Manzu scored.
Yeah. That was pretty enjoyable. I mean, I think Carvajal got screwed about three times on a foul in the corner, but that's always good to see.
That's always good because he wants to bit Mazur get you in the Champions League quarterfinal.
Yeah,
we talk about Atletico missing opportunities and the window closing. I kind of tend to think that the window is just opening.
Yeah.
And I tend to take, I'm usually a pessimist on this program, as you know.
Yes.
But
certainly.
Big picture, the goal is to keep the window open for a long time.
That's right.
Atletico could possibly host the Champions League final in 2019. Mm-hmm. They are about to clear their debts in the next year or two, hopefully. They're going to clear their debts after a year or two at the new stadium. So you've got a project here that is actually, if you think about it, pretty exciting. And No, they've lost two finals in the Champions League, but they've won every other trophy under Simeone.
Yeah,
so he's been very successful, obviously, and the goal is to keep being successful when he leaves.
And keeping Simeone around for another season is huge with the transfer ban. If he had gone this summer, then he must have had some kind of inkling that the transfer ban was going to get upheld.
So yeah, it was weird because we thought when he said he was going to stay that he was getting good news that the ban was going to be lifted.
Yeah.
I'm sure he did because he really wants a couple of the players that he might not be able to sign now. Like Vitolo was his number one request, and that doesn't look like it's going to happen. Costa was also a top request, and that still might happen if he wants to spend 6 months on the bench.
Oof.
It's kind of hard to imagine because he wants to play for Spain too.
Yeah, I guess the thing with Costa is that he's probably going to be an undisputed Spain starter in theory, the World Cup.
Yeah,
but
unless Morata just has a huge year next year wherever he plays,
which is definitely possible.
Which is why I think Morata's going to move huge year. Costa probably is the starter.
Yeah.
So
because Spain's always had a bit of a problem with a number nine, a traditional number nine. They had Fernando Llorente and Fernando Torres.
Mm-hmm. Yes, especially under Del Bosque, they really changed up their tactics.
Yeah,
so,
we'll
see. It's going to be a very interesting summer. Some other players making the waves for Atletico. Danny Ceballos.
Yeah,
it looks like he's going to stay at Real Betis. He has a really low buyout clause, $15 million. Although it's said that a bid of $10 million could trigger it. Which Betis? Why? What are you doing? Oh no, baby! What are you doing?
It's like seriously, that is. And he did indicate early in the year he wanted to stay at Betis, but that could also be a Sandro situation where he stays on loan or just stays at Betis.
Yeah, it's possible. It does seem different to Sandro in that he really does want to stay at Betis and see what Quique Setién does. There are more trucks coming.
Yeah. Hello.
That's not that big a truck. It's loud.
It's a loud truck. Yeah. The Sandro thing's weird because Malaga was always like a stepping stone for him.
Yeah. But Ceballos is, Betis born and raised. It seems like he really wants to stay at Betis, which you can't blame him for. Another truck. I'm keeping all this in.
Good. Oh, yeah.
It's
authentic.
No, it's very genuine.
Everyone can get the environmental factors that we're dealing with.
Environmental factor. Exactly. So, Fernando Torres.
Oh, yeah.
Fernando Torres. He is, according to ESPN, in advanced negotiations with Querétaro from Mexico.
Yeah.
I was looking at flights to Querétaro last night.
Oh.
You know how far it is from here?
Uh-huh.
It's about 1,300 miles.
Oh, nice.
It's deep within Mexico.
Oh, God.
So,
and that's where Ronaldinho played.
Yeah,
it's where
Ronaldinho played. Yeah. So, if I were to go, I'd be making quite the trip.
Yeah. That's a bit of a
That's an $800 flight. That's at least two or three nights in a hotel. That's going to a Querétaro game just to see
Nino.
And what if he doesn't play or what if they lose?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Then I gotta fly back. And there are layovers everywhere, so.
And I know nothing about that town. I mean, I'm sure it's very nice.
This is what I do at 3 a.m. when I don't sleep. Just look at flights. Because of these reports that he's in very deep negotiations with Querétaro on a 2-year deal that'll pay him $5 million a year.
Deal.
It's interesting because the Spanish press seemed very confident he'd get a deal done with Atletico. They cautioned there was nothing done yet, but Simeone wanted him to stay, told him he'd be the first choice if the ban was upheld, which it was.
indeed.
And then he had declared time and time again he wanted to stay.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt of that.
Yeah, so this tells me they may have something on for January if Torres is to leave, or maybe he will stay for the first 6 months of the season, then go to Mexico. He might agree a deal now, stay, get a 6-month contract from Atletico, then move when the ban is upheld, or the ban is lifted, and they can bring in a new striker.
Yeah, and he'd have to sign a new contract in that case.
Yeah, he'd have to sign a 6-month deal, which I think, I don't think either side will have much of a problem with.
Yeah, probably so, yeah. So he could be in the new stadium, they could use him for publicity stuff, and then he can get out of there.
Yeah, so that might be the best for all parties involved.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, he's the only sort of tall striker I'd let you have at the moment.
It's true, isn't it? Oh, God.
We have Vieto and Manjo Correa and Griezmann and Sandro.
And Gamero. And
Yeah.
Now, speaking of the forwards, you recently did the seasonal player ratings for Atletico's forwards. I did the midfielders.
Yep.
The midfielders, there are more of them, so let's talk about the forwards on the program today. Griezmann, far and away, was the best forward, even though he didn't have a great season, per se.
Right.
16 goals in the league. 10 goals outside of the league, including I think he scored scored like 5 or so in the Champions League.
I think that's right, 5 or 6. Yeah. And he had quite a long drought at some point.
Yeah,
as well.
Between October and January, he just didn't score at all. And that kind of deflated and depressed his numbers a bit. But the other forwards, you had Correa, you had Gamero, you had Torres. Of those three, who would you rate as the best?
It's hard. Probably Torres or Correa. I mean, it's hard because they're all, I think they all kind of performed around the same level, but were bad for different reasons.
But were bad for different reasons.
Yeah. Which is a problem. Torres, like, couldn't really score for
much of the season.
Very few stages of the season. And he scored some really good goals, actually, but, you know, very seldom. And how Correa didn't score very many goals, but looked good. But makes stupid decisions because he's a child. And then Gamero was actually not that bad. I was shocked when I saw how many goals he scored. I'm going to have to look at what the exact number was. But he scored a good number of goals. But the problem was that they all came generally 2 goals in a game, 3 goals in a game.
Yeah.
All right.
That was Gamero's issue, is that he was just, he would score a hat trick in like 5 minutes and then he would not score for a month.
And the minutes he played were so small.
He didn't play a lot of minutes. He played like less than half available minutes because he had various injuries, various niggles,
and
various times
where
Simeone didn't prefer him.
Right.
Because he was inconsistent in 2 similar degrees, which we thought back last year was going to be the problem.
Yeah,
with Gamero was because he was just way too similar to Griezmann in stature and characteristics.
He was, and that was the problem. They didn't really, they worked okay for like the first part of the season together, but then after that, it just, they couldn't figure it out
anymore. Yeah.
And that could be part of the injury thing, because he really had no kind of consistent
he
form.
He missed a month with tendonitis, right? After the Sevilla game in March, up through the second leg against Leicester, he missed all that time with tendonitis.
He scored some amount of goals. I think it was over 10.
He scored Gamero in the league?
Yeah.
He scored 12.
Yeah.
16 in all comps, which is a fine return,
not bad.
But not for 40
million. 40
million.
That's the problem. Not the problem with him is his price tag, which, you know, you got to kind of feel bad for him because he didn't decide it, but even still, like, it just does not look like a good deal at all at this stage.
Correa is interesting because I had kind of tipped him to have a breakout campaign. He really did. It's funny because he led the team in assists.
God,
in La Liga,
scary. Like he that's had
a,
really
it
scary.
Was a 3-way tie between him, Koke, and Griezmann on 8 assists. So, like he didn't like score any goals though. He scored 4 goals.
Yeah.
And he went 7 months without scoring a league goal, which as a forward you just cannot do. So, I think if the ban were lifted, he would have been off on a loan, maybe with an option to buy somewhere. But now he's going to stay, and he's going to get more time next season to prove himself. And see what else he can do.
He's
and,
incredibly frustrating because you see the talent there. He gets into the good positions and makes the wrong decision. And it's like, well,
yeah, he's kind of like a mini Carrasco in that sense. Mm-hmm. His decision making just isn't very good.
Yeah, true.
I think he's a little more selfless than Carrasco, but sometimes that's frustrating.
He's definitely not Aguero. I think we can all agree.
He's
on
definitely
that at this
not
point.
Aguero.
He's short and Argentinian. He's not Aguero.
he still could be. Just he's not. He's not.
He doesn't have that like predatorial finishing thing that Aguero has. Yeah. There's just that tiny thing
that he's not at all Sergio Aguero.
Just the small issue. Very slight issue.
We have a question from Game Time Jones at Game Time Jones. Hello. Which academy players do you guys see getting called up this season? Maybe not that many. Simeone hasn't really made much use of the academy unless it's in the Copa del Rey. Katie Barre, the Albanian midfielder, he could see some time.
Maybe Ship Acosta. He
Ship
was on
Acosta,
the bench
yeah.
for a couple matches in the Champions League, wasn't it? The quarterfinal, maybe?
Yeah, he was in the Champions League squad.
That's right.
Yeah.
When we had that horrible injury stretch.
So, Ship Acosta with the B team for a couple years, he could theoretically see some time. A player like Juan Moreno, who was on the bench, could maybe provide some depth at the back.
And the goalkeeper's leaving as well.
Moreira. He's going to go replace Ederson at Benfica.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Atleti will probably have to get along. Well, they might just call up Bernabe to be the third keeper.
Yeah,
and
true.
Then find someone else next summer.
Unless Moya's just going to be knocking around for another year.
Yeah, Moya's got another year to go. Yeah. He's leaving at the end of his contract, I think, next year. So
probably.
He'll have another year. Oblak is going to stay. He rejected PSG's advances.
Yeah. PSG were going in big for him as well.
I think they wanted him for $60 million. It's only $40 million off his release clause, so
and they can pay it. That's the
That's
thing.
That's close.
About
they came very close. They were about $40 million away.
maybe next year. Maybe next year, PSG.
Question from at Jake Swan at Up Candy with 3 Y's, not just 2, but 3 Y's. Suppose we sign Costa and Lacazette in January. How would they play Champions League for us? No way Chelsea or Lyon would let them stay without playing Champions League. I mean, Atletico aren't going to sign both. I think Lacazette is going elsewhere.
Yep.
That probably just
I think so. And then shoots Costa, that out of the water. Costa, with him, it's you can tell he wants to come back to Atletico.
It's the same as last year. Unless he puts in a transfer request, he's not coming.
He's just doing his little dance. And it seems like Chelsea are going to sign Lukaku, which may kind
of... If they actually sign... Chelsea, I was actually thinking about this a little while ago. Chelsea could actually have the incentive to sell Costa. They didn't have last summer.
Right.
Last summer, Atletico put on a very public and very poorly done campaign to capitalize on Costa having a poor season and Chelsea having a poor season and saying, hey, why don't you give us Costa on the cheap?
They forgot Chelsea, about Roman Abramovich's ego.
Chelsea are like, LOL, no, screw you. We're keeping him. You can screw off. And they picked up Gamero at the end of July.
Yeah.
And Costa was very upset that Atletico didn't fight harder for him, which that's up to interpretation. And now this summer, Chelsea have won another Premier League title.
Yep.
Costa had a great season, 20 goals in the Premier League, second time he's hit that mark in 3 years. And Chelsea seems set on acquiring someone who Antonio Conte actually wants, like Lukaku or Morata.
Yeah.
Maybe even Andrea Belotti.
True, yeah.
So in that sense, I think Chelsea would probably be more open to selling Costa. Maybe not at a cut rate, but I think they'd be more open to negotiating with Atleti. They were not at all open to it last summer.
Yeah, they kind of cut that off.
Yeah, it was like 60 million euros or get the hell out.
Right, and Atleti couldn't really pay that much money
so,
at that stage. Yeah, it's a weird one with Costa. I still just get the feeling that... Because there was all those reports about him agreeing a deal in China, and I don't know if something will end up coming of that.
He said he wouldn't go to China. In pretty strong terms,
it seems like his agent is the one that's like, hey, you should go to China. Get me a big cut of your wage.
Well, guess who his agent is?
Is it Raiola or Jorge Mendes? Yeah, Mendes. One of the two.
He's a Mendes client.
It's one of the two.
Question from @AmalikSJ. Any thoughts on how the atmosphere in Wanda will be next season? Will the Frente finally accept that the club anthem is going to be changed? No.
Yeah, no.
We're going to hear about that a lot.
And the badge. Big time.
Oh, God, we're going to hear about the badge. Listen, it's not a huge deal to me. My bigger issue is that they're switching stadiums.
Yeah.
Because the Calderon, it's special.
A historic stadium.
It's the name of our site, first of all. B, they're moving to this stadium up north near the airport in Real Madrid territory.
Yeah, nearer to the Bernabeu than the Calderon.
Like, it's going to be great for revenue, but the atmosphere is going to be different. It's a larger stadium. It's... probably a little more cavernous.
Yep.
I would kind of say it's a bit like Arsenal's move from Highbury to the Emirates.
I think so.
About 12 years ago.
Yeah. And or
it's kind of going
to
be like that.
And the Emirates more recently, the West Ham move to the London Stadium as well, a kind of big cavern.
I think Atletico are going to be better than West Ham.
Well, I would certainly hope so. West Ham are terrible.
You move from a very intimate, older stadium like Highbury, and then you move to the Emirates, which is a cavernous. It's bigger. It's better for the club's revenue and profile, but the atmosphere, you're going to lose something in the atmosphere. But all the super clubs kind of don't have that kind of atmosphere. Real Madrid don't really have much of an atmosphere at the Bernabeu.
They have in big games, but most of the time it's...
Barcelona, even in big games, Barcelona fans don't always...
It's a touristy thing. Most of these big stadiums nowadays are kind of... It's their tourist attractions.
And none of the English stadiums really have that kind of
atmosphere.
That's
right. Not anymore. Unless you're looking at the really small, tiny ones. But those
like,
Atletico
went to Leicester this season, and that was a wonderful atmosphere.
Right.
But you look at places like Manchester City and Arsenal. They're going to be in the Europa League next year, so Arsenal won't have an atmosphere to speak of.
Yeah, no atmosphere.
And you've got Chelsea, which can. Stamford Bridge can get loud.
And they're renovating, too, so they're going to have the same problem.
Anfield can get loud. I mean,
yeah, true.
Old Trafford,
they're really known for being loud, but they sing you'll never walk alone, and then 20 minutes later, it's silence. It's like, yeah. fine.
It comes and goes.
It does. We'll see what happens. I mean, Atletico fans are known for being great, and the team kind of relies on them in a lot of matches. But we'll see what happens, I guess. Not optimistic is the answer to the question. Ultimately.
I mean, it could be. It's going to be great, because it's a state-of-the-art stadium.
Pretty.
There was a new photo gallery that came out this morning. We're recording this on Tuesday morning. So it came out this morning. It looks like it's going to be just fantastic. But your question with, probably 20,000 more seats, a bigger space, more acres to take up, what the atmosphere is going to be like. We won't know for sure until they move in, which will be September. But my money is on it's not going to be great.
Yeah. We still don't know if it will be done in September. Because it still kind of looks like a dirty mess at the moment. But we'll see.
Yeah, so what else we got here? Oh, the Teo Hernandez thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so
there's
not only has Teo Hernandez signed for Real Madrid, it's going to become official at the start of the window. Not only has he ditched his French teammates to join up with Spain, or declared he's going to join up with Spain, but he has now been accused of sexual assault.
Oof.
He was on holiday in Marbella, a coastal city in Spain. Beautiful city. That's where he kind of hit out to evade his call up to the France U21s.
Former Atletico shirt sponsor, Marbella.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that, when Jesus Gil was the owner, he just blasted his city. He was mayor of all of the shirts. So...
Free advertising.
He was partying with this young woman on Saturday, very early Saturday morning. And they went out to like a car park, as Teo said he had to return some keys. This is her story. This is not the official version of events. They got into the back of a Porsche, and she told him to stop. Teo didn't stop. Teo allegedly threw her out of the car onto the concrete, injuring her knees. She then went to the hospital, then went to the police. Teo was questioned Monday morning, and he... was going to appear in front of a judge today. I think he's actually been acquitted.
Oh, really?
I think he's been acquitted.
I hadn't seen that.
This is still very troubling allegations.
Very. Extremely.
And this is not going to fly at Real Madrid for him.
He's good at making himself be a bad guy, that's for sure, if that's what he wants to do.
I mean, this is... You gotta put him in the mindset... I'm putting him in the mindset of a 19-year-old.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on for him right now. He's... about to move to the biggest club in the world.
Yeah.
He's about to play for one of the biggest national teams in the world when he gets called up. And he's a kid trying to deal with all this. So he's making a lot of decisions that I wouldn't have made at 19.
Yeah, and probably aren't best for his future.
I wouldn't be partying like he did if I had, you know, a contract with Real Madrid to honor.
Yeah.
Starting next month.
Probably getting a ton of money and... gonna lose some of it, I imagine.
There's actually... It's funny. There was a report in Az yesterday that Real Madrid might loan him.
Great idea. Great.
Yeah, Atletico couldn't have done that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you could have stayed. I mean, the thing is, what, you're going to deputize for Marcelo? Like, that's the thing.
I mean, he's either going to deputize for Felipe for a year or Marcelo for, like, 3 years. And he's going to be either be behind Mendy and Kozawa in France or be behind Jordi Alba for 3 years.
Yeah.
Because I think Jordi Alba still got a run in the national team there.
For sure, yeah. There was talk about him wanting to move as well this year, but who knows what will happen with that.
Jordi Alba?
Yeah. He's good.
Oh, yeah, that's right. There was that thing where Atletico...
He was pissed at some point.
Where Atletico could send Teo to Barcelona and then bring back Alba, which was always funny. That was never happening.
No. Two kind of older left backs. Yeah, that wouldn't have
gotta been. Love the Spanish press.
Oh, yeah, man. They make great articles.
So, as we sit here now, it's early June.
Yep.
And we got a long way to go with these reports. Atleti said they're going to still try to make signings. And
Barcelona hit.
There are going to be renewals on the way. Oblak is going to get one soon. Saul is going to get one soon. Griezmann has allegedly already got one. So it's a long summer ahead. Very long summer ahead.
Hopefully there's less transfer nonsense than usual, but I highly doubt that. No, there always will be, but...
Of course not.
That was the one thing I was hoping for with the transfer ban.
And this really complicates Simeone's efforts. I mean, anything is possible with Simeone at the helm.
Oh, yeah.
Just because this team just continues to punch above their weight and challenge for all the big trophies. Haven't won one in 3 years, but continuing to challenge.
That's
and
true.
The challenge now is a bit bigger than that. Building a team under transfer ban that can compete in La Liga and get to Kiev for the 2018 Champions League final. It's
ooh,
tough.
Yeah, that's a tough run. I mean, hopefully, the hope would be that this transfer ban thing galvanizes the players together and makes them want to kick ass more together.
I guess you could say that because they're not making any major changes this summer, I'm not at all comparing this to the league title winners, but that summer, Falcao was the only major departure, and David Villa came in at a cut rate. He was, like, the only major signing, and Atletico went on to win the league.
Yeah.
So... I'm not at all saying that's going to happen because we're in a very different situation than we were 3 years ago. Real Madrid.
But not impossible.
Real Madrid are the best team in the world.
Yep.
Barcelona are, I think, going to be much, much better next season.
And very pissed off.
And very pissed off that Real Madrid keep winning everything.
New manager.
Yeah.
We'll see how that goes.
With Valverde, I think they're going to be fine.
Yeah, probably so.
He's not going to cause any rifts, and he's probably going to get some really good signings in there. So.
Oof.
Maybe it does galvanize the players. And again, this is not a bad team. This is a team that finished third last season, got to two semifinals.
Yep.
Very nearly was in the Copa del Rey final. Could have even been in the Champions League final if the comeback hadn't stalled in the second leg.
Yeah.
But,
you know, I mean...
The problem is they're not better.
Yeah, it's true. they haven't improved unless some of the young players or the players that were out on loan this year can come back and make a huge impact, which is possible,
Kronobeter is going to come back from Sevilla. He was not good last year, but we're going to see if he can finally cut it at a big club. He's going to get time with Gabby and Augusto in central midfield.
Yeah.
Jota, it's going to be one of Jota or Vieto is what I read, is that only one of them is going to stay. The other one's going to be loaned out. My money right now is on Jota staying.
Yep.
I think they need him more.
Yeah, and he's new. We kind of know what Vieto can do. Not much.
Not much. Yeah, Vieto has now failed to cut it at 3 La Liga sides. Like, his season at Villarreal was good, but he wasn't a consistent starter.
That's right.
He was awful at Atletico.
Yeah.
And he was out of Sampaoli's plans by March this year.
They brought in Jovetic.
So
he may get outright sold this summer.
He could. He actually could. I really don't think Simeone or Simeone's successor even would have a use for him.
No, I don't think so either. And Jota, you know, is an exciting prospect. He was on loan at Porto, did well.
He was great at Porto, yeah.
So, you know, it's, you know, of course, then there's the Gaetan thing. He did well at Benfica in the Portuguese league, so who the hell knows what those stats mean. But, you know, I think Jota's worth a crack at least. And he can also play on the wing as well, which is a place where Atleti needs some help.
We also get to see the new Alessio Cerchi. Guilherme Siqueira.
Oh, yeah. Guilherme. He's coming back on loan.
He might be coming back. He might actually be Felipe's backup. Lord, bear me strength.
Please, Felipe, just stay healthy. Just sit in like a cryo tank for like 3 months and just don't do
anything. You might be in it right now.
I hope so.
He might be in the cryo tank right now.
That's probably the worst. I mean, you know, we have Lucas, but if he was playing there, then we have Savage. Yay! Another season of Savage.
Amath could also come back from Tenerife.
Okay.
Exciting young attacker.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I've watched a whole lot of him, but the reports on him are very good. Yeah. I'm not sure how ready he is for first division action.
Down in the segunda, yeah.
But we'll see how he does in the preseason.
Where are Atleti going on preseason? Do we know?
They're going to the Audi Cup in Munich. They're going to be playing Bayern and Liverpool there.
The VR presentation thing.
Yeah, and they're going to be playing one other team. It's a 4-team tournament. They also have a, I think it gets Brighton. They have a preseason friendly against Brighton in August, I want to say.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting choice, but yeah, I guess they got promoted, didn't they?
Yeah.
In the Premier League, so.
I'm pretty sure it's Brighton, but I could be wrong.
They must be happy about that. They get a nice big team to open up there.
Yeah, they get a friendly with Atletico, so.
That's pretty solid.
Yeah, a consistent Champions League side. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I don't know about them. They're probably going to go right back down. Yeah, they're one of those.
Yeah, so that'll be interesting. At any rate, this is not the end for Colchonero Chat. We're going to continue discussing our seasonal player ratings, games of the season, goals of the season. All right, what else do we have, Mr. Walker?
Ooh, is there anything else? Let's see. No, I don't think so.
Well, we've been going for 40 minutes, so we should probably sign off.
Okay.
Cool. Okay. So, you can follow Rob on Twitter at rwalk03.
Yes.
There's a double thumbs up there. You can follow me at JB Barron. That's JBBERREN. Follow Into the Calderon at Into the Calderon. Like us on Facebook as well at facebook.com/Into the Calderon. And as a reminder, you can find this and all other episodes of Colchonero Chat by subscribing to the program on iTunes, Stitcher, Acast, Google Play, and TuneIn. Adios.